No.
Right, so there are a lot of questions with the traveler. I mean, you have going to a hotel, we'll see, is a very big shaila. We're going to see him in Akatsa, and probably in all the shailas you can find him in Akatsa. But the hotel, a lot of people, some people will tell you don't go to a hotel. But then you have the Hanukkah party shaila, people just going, they're going to Toronto for Shabbos. In terms of, you know, what do you do when you're visiting someone? Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be Shabbos. You're sleeping at a friend's house Tuesday night. So, all these shailas. So let's just go back to the Gemara first, and we'll take it from there. So, the Gemara talks about Achnasoi Chayev B'Nir Chanukah. A guest is Chayev B'Nir Chanukah. So the Gemara has discovered America, like, what about is Achnasoi Chayev in Tefillin? Do I have to wear tzitzit when I go to my guest house? Do I have to keep Shabbos? Like what? What's the Hava Mina? Why would I think an Achnasoi? The Gemara is telling me something. So why it doesn't tell me I'm Chayev? So right. So one of the fundamental questions will be is in terms of how do you view Nir Chanukah? We touched on it a drop at the end last week that. The machlokes, we discussed the basic chiyuv is near issue based. So one candle per household. Then you have mahajim. Let's go with 10. So 10 per house, 10 every night. And mahajim and a mahajim, we basically had a machlokes. I mean, we still have a shama, but we had a machlokes tosis in the Rambam. What is mahajim and a mahajim? So the Rambam goes with you have as many. You have 80 candles the last night of Chanukah, and according to Tosfos, you have 8. 1, 2, 3. And what's interesting, the Taz points out, is normally Ashkenaz paskin like the Bali Tosfos, and the Sfaradim paskin like the Rambam. Here we have a reversal. So, but as Rav David Cohn pointed out, it's not such a case because the Rambam himself quotes the other Shita. It wasn't like it. If that I know, either way, the Sfaradim go with that's Mahat. So therefore, the Sfaradim, it's simple. One. You have one menorah in your house. It's a big kiddush. See, we take the Ramah for granted. What do I mean by the Ramah? Because the Ramah isn't like the Rambam. As the Rambam sheet, both according to the Rambam and versus both according to Tosfos, one person's doing all the lighting. The Rambam holds the Baal Bayis lights all 80, and Tosfos would say the Baal Bayis lights 8, but. It's the big chiddush of the Rama. It's not a chiddush for us because we follow it. I think it's the Galya Masechta. He says bracha levatola. He says you can't follow the Rama. It's a chasha because he's coming along and saying now other people could start lighting candles. So I guess you could get into what do you mean a bracha levatola? I guess everyone agrees that it's hid their mitzvah. So maybe you get into whether you can make a bracha and hid the mitzvah, which is but they already discussed that. So either way, So someone will point out the machlokas, let's say Rambam versus, I don't want to say it's machlokas Rambam versus Ramah, but what is the shitas of Ramah that every person, because the shaila is, like, because the briskarab said, what's the nakuda, what's the issue? Could you separate, this hidda mitzvah has to be connected to the ma'isa mitzvah. So therefore the Rambam, everyone agrees the first candle is the mitzvah, and therefore you have to light the rest of the 79. And the Ramah holds no, hidda mitzvah is independent. And therefore that's the machlokas. So others point out, like, who says the Ramah holds you're doing hidda mitzvah? That, maybe that's the Galya Masechta, that maybe the Ramah is saying you don't have a mind to be Yotzi with the other person, I want to light myself. So that's in the Kud. If you hold it to Chovetz Abayis, like there seems to be pshat in the Rambam, so therefore, what's the difference? Like, you filled up my car with, you put gas in my tank. Well, no, I didn't have kavana. I don't care if you had kavana, the tank's full. You lit, well, I don't care if you women had kavana or not, there's no kavana. If the mitzvah is that the house have a near, so it's done. I mean, in other words, if it's a choles habayis, then there's no, that's then okay, and you understand the taina, then everything else is hid the mitzvah. But if it's a choves agavra, so then we can entertain not having kavana.
Yeah. Was it like maybe because it's like we look at Chanukah as you know it's
Halal Avodah, so like maybe lighting the candles is like, you know, Baruch Hadras Melech, so like one person would do it, and then that would be more significant than if every...
Right, but that's, yeah, but that's more, see, that's, no, that gets
like
into... No, that's not, but, right, but that's not the... That's an external factor, like, you have a basic chiyuv of kiddush, then we can discuss what's better. Here we're discussing the etzem chiyuv. So I'm just saying that you know, so that's not going to play a role, like, that's not going to, that might play a role after we decide what the mitzvah is, I'm saying, but that's not going to, that'll be like secondary. First we have to get what's together. If you assume it's a, you know, if it's a chovas hagavra, then we could talk about, you know, then is it better if, then the rope had does one person make or
also, like I'm saying it's also I mean it's because if it's for Sumi Nisa, so like once I've done it and everyone else is there watching, so like then if they light, like I already sort of, do you know what I mean? Like it's just funnier.
No, so you're saying that what's the way
saying when you have the Bala bias one person doing it, so then everyone else who's watching is doing the
No, right.
The farsing, like, you know, he's being the farsing to them.
Right, but I'm saying, right, so if it's a chovas agavra, then we could entertain other people lighting. It doesn't seem to make sense. If it's a chovas abayas, then it doesn't seem to make sense that, and, right, and the truth is, we'll see, that the Gemara never actually says it explicitly, it's a chovas. This is near issue beso. So, you want to...
No, but just as far as I'm the basic chiyuv. It's a ner usually, so have
like
a ner shel Hanukkah.
Right.
So if you only have one ner, would you not fulfill your obligation?
100%, there's no doubt.
So then, so then everything else could be Zekeli Baveil, it could be Mayo, being more
moved. According to everyone, it is, yeah.
So one candle would be sufficient. If you only had
If you had eight candles, I tell you to light one candle
every night,
and no one could take away your mitzvah.
And you have the mitzvah.
Yeah. You wouldn't have mahajra, 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 but you'd have the mitzvah.
You have the mitzvah, the basic. Yeah. So once you have that basic, that's the chiyuv.
Yeah.
Anything above that is already...
But the discussion on Ramadan is, I don't have a mind for that one candle. I don't have a mind anything. And therefore, when I'm lighting, I'm doing my one candle already. That's the issue.
So you're
the issue is good. If you have three people in the house...
Kavanah, that's the shaila. That's not... It's not
totally on. What I'm saying is, if it's a chovas habayis, there's nothing to do with that.
Right.
You could have all the kavanah you don't want. If the mitzvah is that you have a candle lit in your house and it's done, I don't care about your kavanah. It's a result oriented.
Right.
I'm saying if it's a chovas agavra, then we could just. Well, I'm saying the risk of is assuming the Ramah holds everyone is doing a hiddur mitzvah, and therefore he says, you know, the Rambam is cheated, you need a hiddur mitzvah in the context. Others point out, no, maybe that's not what the Ramah holds. Maybe the Ramah holds it's a chovas hagavra,
right.
I'm actually be yotzi my yikar chiyuv, my one candle.
How does he answer up the Gemara where it says clearly near ishubeso?
No, so there's no kind. I'm doing my near ishubeso.
So you're saying it's on the gavra.
Yeah, that's what
that's
yeah, exactly. Was that seems to be a machlokes the Ran versus the Bali Tosis in terms of. By Pashas, if you just read the Gemara, it seems to be a Chovas Abayis near Isha Beis. But really, if you look closely,
it could be.
It all depends. But it never says it. We just assume that that's what near Isha Beis means. But so I think there's a Ran and Daf Yarif. I think it's Daf Yud. So, well, Rashi, the Gemara talks about a Birkas Haroa, that the other, you know, Sha'asa Nisim. And so Rashi writes that someone who let these, you know, someone who's going to be on a svina, on a boat. So they have yachol, like he can't light on a boat. The question is, like, what do you mean, why can't he light on a boat? So there's two possibilities. Same thing, well, it was Tosis and Sukkah, and Daf Mem Vav. It says a homeless, the Tosis Kasha and Sukkah Mem Vav is, I don't get it. When it comes to Chanukah for a homeless person, we make a Birkas Haroah. But how come for a homeless person, why don't we have a Birkas Haroah for mezuzah? That's Tosfos v'Shaila. What's the chiluk between a mezuzah and near Chanukah? So obviously in the Kashi...
You have to have a doorway.
Yes, exactly.
But he doesn't have it, so he's talking.
Exactly. It's a both.
In the kasha, they're
assuming it's a chovas abayis. So it's like a mezuzah. If I don't have a bayis, I'm exempt. So why is Chanukah different? So one answer is it's chaviva sanes. So therefore, we want to do it anyway. But then he says, when it comes to Chanukah, ein biyado lasoso, ein biyadam lasoso. So it's a discussion in the Rishonim. It seems to be a machlokes ranan against the Bali Tosis. Is what's pshat? No, really, I'm chayev on a svina, but practically, I can't lie because I guess the svina. It's not like if I'm riding in a car. I can't lie. Or Tosis seems to be learning. No, if you don't have a bias, you're not chayev in the mitzvah at all. In other words,
so he means to tell you on the
bias. So that's I'm just saying. This is already a machlokas rishonim. Even so, I'm saying it's not a given. It's a chovas habayis. That's the working. If you just read the Gemara's Nearish Shabeso, then you would think that. But if you look at the Rishonim, it's far from simple that it could be a chovas. It's a chovas agavra. Except I'm an onus. I can't do it. Or it's a chovas habayis. There's no. I'm totally exempt. Like that's the famous Chacham Svi. Because it seems to be a steer in the Machaber in Hilchas Chanukah and Hilchas Purim. That when it comes to Hilchas Purim, it says a katan, you can't be yotzi with a katan Megillah. Machaber quotes one day, it says nobody, he says, the Yesh Omrim did a katan Shagiyuachina could write near Chanukah. So the Chacham Tzvi is like, what's the difference between Chanukah and Purim? So that's the Yisod. He says, because when it comes to Purim, it's a Chovas Agavra. So if it's a Chovas Agavra, a katan Shagiyuachina, he's exempt, you can't be motzi me. But if it's a chovas habayis, like near Chanukah, then if a kohen, he knows what he's doing, he puts a light, so then it doesn't care if your kavana, if the light's done, so they discuss that. So that's a fundamental issue. It's going to touch on many shilas. So the Gemara goes on and says that I think it was Rav Zera, one of the rabbis, he says, when I was younger, I was a bacher, presumably he was single, learning in yeshiva. Let's assume, maybe it was a yasam, there was no one else. We'll come back to that in a second. He says, I used to be mishtate prute. I used to go give the guests some money, the host some money, and I used to listen to his miyote with his hadwaka. And then, however, once I got married, I no longer had to rely on it. I just relied on my wife's lighting. In other words, my wife was. Let me just tell you, the old minute was old. In the time of the Gemara, I don't think it'd go over that well today. And I'm not necessarily recommending it, but I'm just describing it. That back in the day, you used to get married. Okay, then the husband goes, "See ya, and I'll be back." I don't know, 6 months, 6 years. I go back. I learned, and maybe came back every yoga, the visit or something, however it worked. So the effort he said, I'm yotzi with my wife's lighting. So in fact, that's really Ikar Adin, that's how it's actually where Moshe says about Avadji Yosef, and Avadji Yosef paskins this for Svardim, and Ramosha, see, it's the Ramah that threw us off. Really, the whole issue, according to the Sfardim, it's Mahajim and Mahajim, one menorah. So Avadji Yosef Pastins, I think if you're a Bachar or if you're Somech al Shulchan Aviv, which maybe a lot of married people are Somech, that was another thing that he's assuming once you were married, you weren't Somech al Shulchan Aviv, so it's a whole different world in many ways. But so the assumption is once you're married, then you're on your own. But you're at, what's the Pasuk in Bereishis? Al-Kain Yazo, when you leave, you're leaving your mother and father, and that's so I guess it's no more Tumish today, so I guess that, yeah. So either way, they point out. What? Yeah. The best of Pasuk, yeah. So they point out, that was, he says, I used to be Mishtatev for Pruta, but now, to Rabbi Yosef Paskins, you're learning in the yeshiva of Hamilton, and your family lives in Toronto. You don't make your din, and that there's no lighting. You don't have to. You could be yotze. You could be learning in YU in New York and in Toronto. Some even where it gets into a shaila is the different time zones. So it depends in which direction. Like,
would it be like a suffix bracha? Like, we're saying that. Yes, it will. Light, maybe you shouldn't.
Svardim can lie with a bracha. You could always lie without a bracha, but according to, if you're a Svardi, you can't lie with the bracha because you don't say with your parents. Yeah, so you could lie.
But your parents are with your wife.
What?
You're saying a bracha.
Yeah. So
I guess it would depend on if you're if the people that you're relying on are in earlier times.
So if the people you're relying on, let's say it works out with the time. However, let's say in LA, so someone in Machal between that in Israel would work is, let's say it would be like the time you're chayiv, it's morning. But others say, I heard Rabbi Willig say, and he's not even saying Fitzvardim, he's Mekel, he thinks, forget the time zone he holds, that's it, that's Talacha. Me'ikar Adin, if your parents live in Israel and you're learning in YU, this Yotze, you could be Yotze, I'm saying Fitzvardim, Ashkenaz collided, but Svardim is more of an issue to lie with the Bracha because the Yotze, Me'ikar, they could be Yotze, the Mahajra, but Ashkenaz is another issue you want to fulfill Mahajra and a Mahajra, what?
Is this based on Zachan?
No, what do you mean?
The Shalom of
Mahajra? No, it's based on, no, this is Gemara. Basically, that's a Chovas Habayis. Basically, the way Rabbi Willig learns is a Bachar has two homes. This is the Machokas among the more other yeshivas. That's what could be the Machokas. See, he likes to say, we don't argue in Hilchas Chanukah with the other Roshi, with the more Charei. I argue in Hilchas home. In other words, my shita is, even though you're spending most of the time in Shiri, you can go home anytime you want, you're single and you're living. So you have two homes, you can always choose any home you want, and as long as your parents are home, they have to be home. If your parents are home and they lie, you don't have
Miami
to.
It doesn't work.
What? No, right, it can't be. No, if they had another house, but if they're going to a hotel, then you have to. But I'm saying, so they hold, what?
Because I'm all complicated.
No, it's very complicated. So, but they hold that no. Once the bracha goes to yeshiva, the Rosh Yeshiva owns you. You gotta, and therefore it's not your about. Therefore you have to lie here. I'm just saying, that's what he's saying. My machlokes is whether, because he holds his sheet is you have two homes, and those who are chok on him are chok him because they say no, the bracha's new home is the yeshiva, and therefore they can't be yotze with the parents. No, but the Minhag Ashkenaz, everyone lights their own menorah. But I'm just saying, my Ikar Hadin, it's always important to keep that in mind. Well, it won't help us. But I'm saying, if you're a Bachar, or you're so much, then you can always, my Ikar Hadin, be Yotze, in other words, if you were stuck in a hotel, that's what probably might be the best thing to do then. We'll get to the different options in a hotel. But I'm saying, you always have that option. Okay, so you don't fulfill Mahajim and Mahajim, but you got the mitzvah. That's the problem with Ashkenaz. With Sfari, you could fulfill. Yeah, because it's one menorah, that's it. And we're considering it right. So again, we can see that's Rabbi Willig's assumption, and I should say, Avadja Yosef from Moshe, they seem to be assuming that assuming you learn this way, like the Gemara, you seem to be learning it's a Chovas Habayis then. In other words, I don't even have to be there. In other words, that's it, So others point out that maybe even, that's a machokas you showed me was true Bizman HaGemara, but there are others whose point that even if you assume that was true, so let's say Achnasai, so it says, the Gemara says you could be Mishtatef Bepruta. So the question is, I go to someone's house Tuesday night, again, there's another machokas, some say you have to spend the whole Hanukkah somewhere, or else it's not considered, we don't assume that way. No, some say you need a bias to lie, you need one bias for the whole Chanukah, and therefore, we don't pass in that way. I'm just throwing it out there. There are sheet, but I'm not worried we assume not. So I'm not saying, but the issue is what's the definition of a bias? So it says, let's say you go to someone's house. So do I have to do Mishtatef Bepruta? What can I light on my own? What's the Gemara saying? So that's a famous, I'll call it the many others, I'll call it Rav Soloveitchik versus the Mishnah Berurah. Rav Soloveitchik Shita is, that's where Rav Shakta goes with the many is, and you have to mishtat. The only way a get could be yotzei in someone else's house if that mishtatif per pruta. Because why? Because Rav's saying you need a bias. It's a choves a bias.
Yeah.
So that, in fact, that's a whole machlokas. What do you what do you when you give the guy the quarter? What?
They ask for the answer.
What?
Seems to be that this
is the Ashman time. No, he's talking in general. This is a lock of anyone. Assuming he goes.
I'm saying in the other situation.
No, well, first of all, he's talking about someone who has to lie. I don't mean, if it's a bucket, so then it's.
No, not a bucket. Visiting somebody else in their home.
Yes, yeah, so what
is it? Would there be a machlokas between
Sfar and Ashkenazim based on the Chabad? No, I'm talking about a married couple who doesn't,
they go somewhere else.
I'm just saying not in mishtatif perpruta part. Uh-huh. I'm just saying is, but the question is, it could be the second part of it, whether it's better to lie on your own or not. In other words, if you're Svardi, if you're Svardi, it's only going to be one minora anyway. But according to Rav Soloveitchik, and this is like Rav Shakta, you have to mishtatif for pruta. If you want to be yotzei in someone else's home, you can't. If you're not mishtatif for pruta, it's over. You don't have a bias. So therefore, you can't lie.
So you're renting your room is basically what you're doing, so that you have.
Then it gets into also mishtatif. Like it could be if you have your own room in the house, maybe that's considered your own. But definitely, if you're sharing a room. So either way, so he says. The Rav says you have to be mishtatef per pruta because or else you don't have a bias. If there's no bias, you can't lie. That's my question. What are you, when you give the money, what are you mishtatef in? So that's another machokas we show in him.
No, I thought it was the oil.
Most say like that. Most say the money's going, you're buying the oils and wicks. And the Rav says no. That's, how does that help? He says it's a real estate issue. I'm buying part of the house, so therefore it's considered my house.
So if I'm a guest in someone else's house, I should be mishtatef per pruta and then like my own.
Wait, so I didn't get it. I didn't tell you what we should do. I'm just telling you first.
No, but meaning theoretically that's what I could. Like I can't light my own candle. I can't light my own candle in someone else's house unless I'm mishtatef per pruta first.
Right. According to the Rav, it's a chovas habayis, and therefore if you assume it, you only have to mishtatif with the oil, so then it could be that could be. So the Mishnah Brewer writes, he's cholik with Rav Soloveitchik. I'm not saying two of them. I'm using the two shitas. I'm not saying the two of them. There's a lot of other people on both sides. He says it's better to lie yourself. So he clearly doesn't hold from he's saying, they learn your mishtata with the oil and the wick, so it become,
I saw the chayyot just to be mishtata with the prutas. I don't think it makes mention to light.
No, so that's what I'm saying. So it's machlok, because those are the two schools of thought. So,
and the Mishnah verses with a bracha?
Yeah. So I think most go with the Mishnah Brura, but I'm saying it's so. But someone I heard Ray Wilk said he covers. He was away one. He was, I think, in L.A. His wife was at home, but he said what he did to cover all the shittas. He said someone's house. So he says he was mishtatef per pruta. He said, by the way, can you put out an extra menorah for me? He was yotzei with his bracha, and he lit another candle. It's a mamanashach. According to the rabbi,
he lit another candle.
He lit another menorah.
Oh, okay.
And his wife
lit
two at home.
Yeah. Well, we'll get to that also. There are two different places. Yeah, we'll see. So therefore, he covered everyone. He covered the rab because he was mishatef per pruta, and he covers the Mishnah Brura. What?
Real estate or
maybe game for both. Yeah,
does he have the town?
I assume at the house because that's where you want to gain the chovas habayis for that. That's to cover all your bases. And the inmate, he was yotzi with the bracha. So either way, I say the minhag olam is most light on Ashkenaz anyway. That's where Sfaradi wouldn't, because it's one menorah. In fact, someone, because Because that's what someone asked me, to go into a Sephardi home. That's what it. Should they do? Yeah,
home.
So I said, so obviously,
you
number
one.
Yes, I no, said, yeah, so obviously, Maker Adin, you're Mishtatev. I said, if he doesn't mind, if you want to ask him, then he doesn't mind you writing, then go ahead. You know, maybe don't mess up, but then, maybe you're messing up his Mahajim and Mahajim because he doesn't want him in there. Yeah, so if he doesn't want, I said, maybe write in a different way. I said, obviously, if he doesn't want to, then don't. But I'm
saying. Why didn't Rabbi make a bracha?
No, he said he was Yotz, because of Manak, because he's saying if he's Mishtatev, if he was Yotzi with the Rav, so then according to Rav, it's a bracha of Atola.
Right.
You can't lie. So therefore, he was Yotzi with the bracha with the balabas, and then he just lit the candy. So therefore,
if I'm Mishtatev, if it's on the bias,
but you're not doing, you're just listening to the brachas, and that's it. You're not doing anything. So he just added, what's the harm? Anyone could say you could lie. The only issue would be, anytime you could always lie, unless it's a Sephardi issue, it's just a matter of you don't make a bracha. So therefore, he was Yotzi. He didn't want to make another. He didn't want to make out a bracha because maybe it's a bracha of Atola. But there's no harm in him lighting his own. If you hold it's a Chovas Hagavra, like the Mishnah Brewer, so he covers all angles. So yeah, that's the best. You know, I'm not saying. I don't think most people do go. You know, cover other angles. If you want to cover your angles, that does it. I think most go. If you're a Talmidim of the Rav, you're Mishtatev Perpruta, not only the Rav, but the Mishnah. You know, the Mishnah Brewer made it popular. Most people. So it's Yesh V'Yesh. So the people like lighting if they're used to lighting and that. But you know. But either way, according to everyone, it's Medina Gemara Mishtatev Perpruta works. That's a discussion also.
Was the Rav Moshe giving like an eight to Toiva? Like
about what?
Or is that he felt it was
no he,
the best also like someone else?
To do what?
To be Mishtatev or to light someone else? He said
the Rav?
No, Rav Moshe.
No,
he
said Nachon Laha. Everyone agrees you can Mishtatev Perpruta. He just says according to the Rav. See the way the Rav learns the Gemara, it's a halachic din. You have to. Others learn the Gemara. No, it's not like the living Bisman. As everyone walks around with menorahs, candles. Who had that? It was a practical thing. You Mishtatev Perpruta. I didn't have one, but of course they'll learn. But if they, but even Bisman or Gemara, if you had what that's. So the Rav, you know, Brisker, everything's halachic, and they're learning, you know, it's a Metzias issue. So, you know, that's how you'll have to be able to answer up the Gemara. So, that's just the question going to someone's home is amazing. Even, you know, and then you have the, let's say you're going to a wedding, or there's two shy, let's say you're getting married on Hanukkah. Let's say you got married on Hanukkah. Where did you light Hanukkah candles?
In the hotel room.
Okay.
After the wedding.
Oh, we'll get to that. So the biggest shaila, because it's a big shaila. What does the chassid do? Because he doesn't have a home, maybe. Because he just let. So they actually the difference.
I asked you before my wedding.
I know we didn't just right. So I was at your wedding. Yeah, but I don't think you asked me.
Maybe not.
Yeah. And I don't know if I would have told you what I'm telling you now. Anyway, how many years you've been married?
16 yeah. This year.
Yeah. So I might have grown to different answers. maybe better, maybe worse. We could debate that, but that's why it's dynamic, especially with all the issues coming up. So I think so. Let's see if I remember the names correctly. But I think Rav Yashav Shita is. He says. They weren't assuming a hotel. Like these are the Israeli poskim. So some said, some suggest, oh yeah, you have the wedding, the chassan and kala go home. I think Rosh Hashanah in Israel, you can do anything you want. You go home, you lie, you have a little suit, and then come back and you'll join
to the wedding.
Yeah, you know, I'm saying that's not practical in America.
Home.
Yeah,
So
I forgot. So I think so Rav Sternbuch, he says. You could still be Yotze with your parents, even since you haven't got a new home yet, you haven't moved in, so you're still considered. So the choices are you still be Yotze with your parents lighting because you're still considered part of that. Others say you light in your new home, but you know, assuming you're going, that's the question whether your hotel is your new home or not. But others say you go after.
But you're Conan.
Okay, we'll see. We'll discuss that. So, and others say, and I think Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky and others will get into say, you lied at the wedding hall.
So,
Because why? Because I'll tell you why he likes the wedding hall more than the hotel.
Because the chidrum?
No, yeah, because the wedding, that's a kfiyas, it's the base, that is your, he's saying, for the chassid and kala, that's the bias now. But the hotel, he considers out an agrai and stuff like that. But either way, that's... That's something else. Yeah, that it is. That is a separate child we're going to get into, though. Which is that's why some say you can't. Anyone who's going home, I'm telling them to light at home.
Right.
This is a question. I tell anyone. Anyone who's going to a chasna, I tell them when they go home light. That's what I'll tell them. I'm saying, but get home at 1 in the morning, I'll tell you to light candles at your home. It's better. But I've been saying, I'm talking
about... at the end of the night.
Yeah, you have to, yeah. If you could light before, right? It depends if you could light... I think Rav Moshe told the Nazi Gavriel, I think the shy was, he was leaving, he had to go somewhere, he was leaving his house after Prague, he even told the Bidiyevi, he could be Yotzei. He could light, but generally it depends when.
No,
Rambam's at Shkia, but I'm saying is, but I'm saying he even told him he could light up. Because I guess the case was he was in Prague, he was going away, so he said to light up. But if the wedding's later and you could light, now it's Chayek. If in theory you could light candles before, you could do that also. But I'm saying when there's no other options, I'm saying everyone agree. I wouldn't say everyone, but then. So I'll get to Rav Abadi's sheet this shortly. He'll have some interesting things.
He always does.
Exactly. That's why I like a lot of his stuff. I definitely like his pshat, even though I'm saying, but he has, and he also, he's very halachic, and he gets down, but I didn't realize he has svarim. He has a tshuva svarim.
No, I didn't know that.
I didn't either, because I looked up.
Kashrus.org?
Yeah, he's Kajatim. Yeah, someone just,
it made sense.
It was funny, I just, it came up because someone, I was in Fortino's Moitzayish. I happened to be, I went with my wife shopping, well, she did the shopping, I was just waiting around. So I went by the magazine, reading the papers or something, and someone, doesn't make a difference too, they asked me, what's the story? Can we eat up this cut up fruit in Fortino's?
Yes.
So,
that's where it was ever since.
What? So I said, I said, I don't think it's a problem. She said, what about the knife? Well, she did, it was a husband and wife, but she was doing the talking. She seemed more concerned. She said, what about maybe they used the knife? I said, the assumption is, I spoke to them anyway, but number one, in a professional place, that you can't cut shrimp and then go ahead. You can't sell fruit selling from pork. I said, I don't know if this makes it better or worse. I said, but I'll eat it if you buy me the fruit. And then I didn't quote it, but Rabbi Yitzhak Abadi, I heard the headlines guy.
Oh, yeah?
He quoted, I guess he went to Lakewood, and he said, because he had one of these kashas, he said, well, I spoke to Rabbi Yitzhak Abadi in Lakewood, and he told me you could eat up cut up fruit now because the knife's going to be clean and this and that. Yeah, so.
Perceptions are the same thing when I was in the
Yeah, so.
Rabbi Shachter said the same thing.
Oh, Rabbi Shachter, I thought Rabbi Shachter is more machmorana, but okay. I said on my own, and then I found out Rav Abadi. I'm just saying, to me, it didn't make any.
Yeah.
That being said, if you want to be machmer, you don't have to have the fruit. Yeah, exactly.
Why would you assume the knife is straight?
No, I mean, you don't know what they use the knife for.
How do I know they didn't use a knife to cut up chicken?
Especially in our Fortinos
where everything.
No, is. Okay, I know. Right, but that's what I'm saying. In this case, it's less of an issue. And they use those special things for that. Yeah.
Like the question came up a lot. Actually, I remember when I was dating. Right, like when you go to a bar and they slice the lemon.
Yeah, like the lemon. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a problem, right?
Well, it depends on the bar. So, like in some bars they know, and they have this special Jewish. Like they know when they see the person who come in with a date, right?
Or just don't ask.
Yeah.
Or you just don't ask
for
the
lemon.
Then the same person asked me about the juicer.
Yeah. That was a good question
because
I wanted to know about that.
Yeah. So I said, yeah, I still. But what would be the problem?
Right. That's what I.
No. You know,
we eat orange juice, that's what I said.
Or whatever other juice.
I haven't actually had it yet, but I happened to be there. It was like a year ago, whenever it was. The woman happened to be there. I just said, I just started asking. I said, like, so how do you make this stuff? No, I'm just saying, I wanted to, like, see. So she said, no, it's 100% pure. You know, whatever it was, oranges, grape. You know, I said, and it's only used on fruit. So you know, so to me, I can't remember the combo. All I remember is thinking, like, it sounds good to me, like when she said it. Okay, but then I didn't have it, not because I didn't think it was good. I just haven't had it yet.
That was like a one time.
But then this person said she spoke to Rabbi Green, and he said something about it might be a problem with if I don't. First of all, they juice grapes. I don't even know what she was talking about, but So I don't know if he was saying because it's grapes, and then maybe it's why. I wasn't sure what she was saying, but she just asked me. I don't think it's a juicer for grapes. You can't make grapes in that. Either way, so I didn't know. So obviously, I don't think it's a problem. If basically what the woman told me, you're making orange juice, grape juice.
Yeah, this one thing, because I remember I was at a fair, so we were out in the middle of nowhere. One of these country fairs or whatever, and they had lemonade stands.
It happened to me in Fantasy Island. You know where Fantasy Island is?
With lemonade.
You know where Fantasy Island?
Buffalo.
So I love lemonade. I had to count. I said very simple. I said it's very simple. I said, you can show me how you make it. I said, great. You know, give me two of them.
Rachel made me feel so guilty. And
yeah, well, Beis Yaakov, what do you mean?
Right, exactly. But now I'm going to tell her that I have.
So did you have the lemonade?
Of course.
Nothing else.
Fantasy Island. I want to live my dream. Right. If I'm not going to have a lemonade there. You know, she showed me, it's very easy. You have a little booth and I can go behind. It's not like, it was right. A little stand. I said, let me see you on here, show me. I went in and I looked at everything. That's what I usually do. I go, whether it's a Dunkin' or anything, you know, I always go in, and like, I don't always, but if I want to eat it, I'll just say, yeah, show me, or I'll go in, show me the box in the back or something, and then if I'm satisfied, I'll go for it. If I'm not, I won't. But I'm, you know, it's also, you know, in terms of, also, it's more of a tzarach in the middle of nowhere. But right. I'm saying it's, yeah.
I even said that to Rachel. It's more of a tzarach because we're in the middle of nowhere. And I'm so thirsty.
Let's say my daughters were happy with the lemonade. So either way, we're getting this. I was just kidding. I didn't really have the lemonade yet. So, and of course, you can't have cut up fruit. So getting back to Hanukkah, so how did this come up anyway?
Rav Avadi
has a very interesting, a lot of interesting sheets. But here, he wants to say pshat like this. He says, even if you assume it's man ha-gemara, that it was a chovas habayit, you know, it's a machlokes rishonim, he's saying, bizman hazeh, he's saying it's, what do you mean, Bizman Hazeh, meaning Bizman Tosis already talks about it. Bizman HaGemara, the Chiyah was for the outside, you lit candles, and that's why, that's another thing with the time factor. Bizman HaGemara, it was key that you have to light at the right time. That's why people are very machbid to light, and I'm not saying L'chatzchil if you could, right, at the time you can do it now. But B'yikra Din today, I don't think there's no time issue. The issue is because you're lighting for the inside of your home, so therefore, you'll see you wait for the... I'd say that, you know, this. I heard it of Hashem of Yaakov and other good, and I think the Chafetz Chaim said similar, because basically, let's say your wife's coming home at 9 o'clock. Let's assume the ideal time to light is 5:30. So they say, you know, so the Meiri writes, the Gemara says, you know, you only have enough money for near Shabbos or near Beso, yeah, so near Shabbos, when Shalom Bayis. The way the Meiri learns the Gemara is, that the way the Meiri learns the Gemara is, because what's the pshat? Near Hanukkah is my mitzvah, it's the man's mitzvah. near Shabbos is the woman. So Shalom Bayis tells you, you give up your own mitzvah for your wife's mitzvah. So the, all of them say, Rav Yaak, so if you let it not do the mitzvah near Chanukah at all because of your Shalom Bayis, how much more so you wait to 8, 9 o'clock to do the mitzvah. So, you know, today, that's what I'm saying, I don't have a problem. You go home at 1 o'clock in the morning, you could light, because today the Iker mitzvah is inside. So a body takes that to a natural extreme. And he says, therefore today is a chov, so therefore the chumra is in kula. So therefore he says, the halacha, what we were taught, so he's cholik on Avaji Yosef and Ramosha. He says that no longer applies anymore. You can't be yotze if you're not there. Like he would hold a husband and wife have to be in the house at the same time. He's saying now it's a chovas agavra. So then if we're both there, but if I'm in Chicago and she's in New York, you both have to. So that's a chumra. Yeah, because he's saying it's a chovas agavra. If the chovas agavra, you know, then if one does, because that person put on tefillin doesn't mean the other person doesn't. So he says that's a chumra. Yeah. Well. I'm not telling you halacha l'maisa you have to follow. I'm telling you with shita. I'm saying Rav Moshe holds you can't. I'm saying he says that's
to Rabadi?
According to Rabadi, that's a chumra. According to it, he's saying you can't be yotze anymore because he says today it's a.
That's a far extreme of the saying you can't be yotze at all.
No, it's not. It's very logical if you take his premise is that this is impressive. Everyone agrees today the mitzvah is on B'nai HaBayis, and that's a given, that's Tosfos already. And he just said, so what does that mean? That means today, it's no longer, what was the point? Your Bayis should have a light so other people walking by could see it. He says, today it's on the individual. So therefore, his Chumra is, you have to be there B'Shas Haruaka. If you're not there, you're not there. You gotta light wherever you are, you do your own lighting. But his Chiddush is, you could light anywhere. Like, that's why I wouldn't mean anywhere.
Hospital, hotel.
Yeah, hospital, in your office, weddings. If your family's there, you light at the wedding, because today it's a chovas. So I'm just saying, so it's halacha
l'maisa.
That's what I'm saying, it's a kula and a chumra. That's what I'm saying, he's consistent. He takes, that's how Ravadi works in general. He has the principle, and then, you know, it's different than a lot of people a lot of other times. What I'm saying, that's what he says. You can't, if according to him, you don't have that option. You know, no, you can't be mishtat, you're there. So obviously, it's nothing to do with the mishtat. No, what's the problem? You're there.
I know, but you're still
guessing
somebody else's phone, though.
Yeah, so mishtat ever put that. So I'm yotze with him.
Oh, so he's still saying, though, yeah. You still give him money.
Yeah.
You also do his mitzvah. As long as you're there, you can be
yeah,
there.
Well, yeah, I'm saying that, because I don't think anyone
argues. You can't have to be there for Shas Maisa.
Yeah, exactly. He says,
he's saying otherwise, it's no, yeah. You can get the
mitzvah. And then he'll just say, light your own menorah, then. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says to do anyway. Yeah. So according to him, you can't be, everyone agrees you can't be Mishnah Berurah, but then you have to be there. You can't be Mishnah Berurah and miss.
You can't
be Mishnah Berurah and not be there when the Baal HaBayis is lighting. And maybe you wouldn't have to be
Mishnah. What about Shlichus then?
That's what I'll get to Shlichus in your in a second. It sounds like a crazy idea, but some people bring this down. It's just in terms of so therefore
we had that. My parents were in.
So yeah, I'll tell you. So therefore, let's say you're in a situation. Let's say a hotel. Let's say hypothetically, someone's in a hotel. So Rav Schechter said, so those are the three sheets I said. One said you could be yotze in the wedding hall. Rav Schechter didn't like any of these sheets. His wedding hall he didn't like. He didn't like you can't be yotze at your parents' home because it's not your home anymore. And what was the third option we said? Yeah, or well, there wasn't. But he didn't say the guy goes to his house. Your own house. But you weren't going. So he said. So what about someone's going to a hotel? So this was his issue. He was mistupic about it. See, then I'll tell you what I tell people to do. But he was mistupic. He said on one hand. What do you do in a hotel? So then, I've heard people quote Rabbi Willig is saying what you're saying, that basically you don't have to read the rule book, what the hotel rules are. He says, you know, you go in, you just light one candle, don't fool around. You sit there in your hotel room, you watch it for half an hour, then you blow it out. And that's what you should do to be Yotzei if you're in a hotel. So others don't like that because you go breaking the rules, and let's say it's a fire, chil Hashem.
Yes,
yeah. Others don't. So that's what I say, that's what people claim he said, because when I heard Ray Wilk, he didn't say that.
You heard he didn't say that.
No, so that's. He said he was against putting. So I don't see. I think he probably changed his shita. This is my own projection. Because I don't think the guy made. I don't think the person. It was Aryeh Leibowitz that heard quote him. Who's a
top. Oh, yeah.
So yeah, Bob. So but I find a lot of times where I hear him quote Rav Schacht on one thing, and I hear. I'm just saying. So I just think it could have heard him 20 years ago. Right. Say yeah. So I heard him quote where we look. So and that's why about what I actually think is he. Because I think because it makes sense. No one cared. We're much more sensitive about fire. You know, a lot of things that because society changed. So you know, and people looking for Chil Hashem. So I could see why. You know why. So Rav Schacht never liked that writing because you're not allowed to. So but when I heard Rav Schacht said, "Don't stay in a hotel." He basically didn't want to. He basically said like this. He said, "You have any friends?" He said, "You should appoint a shliach, and they should go. And they should go to your house and light your menorah for you." And you know that.
If, don't you?
Yeah, that's Rabbi Badi would help for, but for.
So wait, so
in your home, like in on Winston, someone light and obviously you stick around and don't burn down your home.
Yeah, exactly. So then you
But Steve would say you get a friend, let him go to your house, he'll light for you. It does work.
Does
you
he can light with a bracha?
Yeah, you appoint him as shliach. I said it's crazy because no one does it, but that's what he said.
So that would be an yeshiva for Monday and Tuesday. Let's say we're there Sunday night, Monday.
It would be every night for you would be
Sunday. So now if we so Sunday and Monday night, we're gonna be in yeshiva.
Yeah, so then it's.
So then the question is it mutter then to light based on Rabbi's shita?
Wait, I'm getting.
Don't ask.
Wait, I might get to him. I just told you where it works. So don't ask me about Rabbi yet. I'm getting
you
to
Rabbi.
I'm getting to him. What do you mean? I said you may. I said I'm getting to Rabbi. I said I'll have an answer for you with Rabbi Badi in a minute. I'm just saying. I thought you. Because I just said right, look, then you started asking me a kasha on it from Rabbi. I'm saying that. So that's no. So some. It's crazy. It sounds crazy, but really it works. You can appoint a shliach, but I don't know how practical it is. But halachically speaking, you can do it. He basically says.
He says
there are a lot of problems. You should never be in a hotel. He doesn't think you should buy me in a hotel ever. He said, but definitely not on Hanukkah. It was funny. Rav Schacht, they said. So Rav Schacht also, Rav Schacht said, no, you shouldn't get, let's say, a chatan kol going to sleep in a hotel the first night, which many do. He says, you shouldn't get married on Hanukkah. So they said to him, you mean you should push off the wedding for 8 days? He says, chas v'sholom, z'rizu magdimi, get married before Hanukkah. Don't get married on Hanukkah. So his topic was like this. He said, you can't do candles because it's whatever. He says, so you have two options. I think he said was, you light an electric menorah.
No, we even talked about electric.
I know, I didn't get to. I talk about it. Don't worry. I have a better than electric. We'll get to. So he says he's besurf electric menorah, but that's a problem because according to many, definitely a suffix bracha. You wouldn't make a bracha on it, but it's a.
He's talking about incandescent.
Yeah, we're talking about an incandescent, you know, electric menorah. Yeah.
The old-fashioned.
Yeah, that's what he said. He was mistook. Well, what was the other? I'm thinking. Or he said he didn't like either option. I'm trying to think what his second option he didn't like. What are the other options?
Did it have to be one of those electric menorahs, or could I just get like a nightlight?
Because that's okay. I'll get to that. That's what I'm going to tell you to do in a second. But I'm trying to. No, I didn't say nightlight, but I'll get to it. But he said I forgot. He said the other option was which he didn't like either. I forgot. I have to think about what. Either way, he said he wasn't. He didn't think
you light it in your car.
That's what I'm saying. If you see the rub would hook, you know, because considering it's, you know, maybe it's not your, maybe it's not really your bias and stuff like that. So he was masupik, and he said no. He didn't want to lie in a hotel either. So I said, but so
who said that?
Rav Schacht. He was against. There's a problem in hotels. So I say, I already got asked it three times by people, and you'll be the third, because two other people already asked me, they're going to be in hotels during kind of, especially now, but it's very, so I said, what I recommend is a battery menorah. We'll see. Bindi Evid, we'll get to a flashlight in a second. But I'll tell you why do I get that, because many years ago, when Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, my Rav Aaron's son, my Chavrus, to my friend who I just saw in Israel, so it must have been during this time period, and Rabbi Mordechai Green, in his birthday today, Rabbi Mordechai Green, he was flying to Israel. So he wanted to know what to do. You know, obviously you fly to Israel, you're going to miss, it was a case where he's going to miss the night. So he had Chaim speak to his father, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. So what Rav Chaim told, you know, he told his father said this to bring a flashlight and be yotze with the, obviously you can't light a fire on an airplane, you'll be in jail. Maybe 20 years ago before the incident, maybe you could get away with when they had smoking on the plane. So he said, take a flashlight and be yotze with the flashlight. He says, what's the problem with electric? See, the different problems. See, Rav Shakta didn't like electric. He said, it's not dumya to the menorah, but then you can't do candles either in that case. So people, and the meaning is we do candles, but the people have problems with electric, and this isn't so fashion. I think someone told, I heard someone else say the Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, he said you can make a bracha even on an electric menorah. I didn't hear that directly from Chaim, but someone said it, I don't know credibility or not, but I don't care that. I know he said a battery, what's the taina with electric? Because hadlaka osa mitzvah. So let's say, for candle lighting, let's say, if I just put 2 minutes of oil in and I constant flow, I'm at yotzik. At the time I'm lighting, I need the full amount. So the way electricity works, it's consumed, it's generated. That's why people, so some say, so what? But it's still close to, the people say it's still good, say, but it's still like it's there. But okay, you don't have to get into that shayla. With the battery, the source is there. So, you know, whether, I don't know if a night light is a battery or not. So I said, the best thing is to get a battery. If you just use a flashlight, you know, it doesn't really look like it's nicker. Rabbi Yaakov Emden wouldn't like it. It's not really nicker that you're doing halakha. So I'm saying, if that's all you have, I'll tell you to do it. And even with a bracha, but I said, so the best thing to me is use a battery light menorah, and therefore,
so no, like a
no, yeah. So you know, you can get one. No, so then that's what I always thought. Then when I went up, then getting to so then now I just I you know, I heard a Rabbi Sheet, but I never really like got in. So this I spent a lot of time this week on Rabbi Sheet. No, because I saw that.
Did you have a statement?
No, but it was someone. One of my friends, Rabbi Simon, who's very close. So he does print-ups, and he had, and in this print-up, he had the tshuvas from us. I was reading that. I still want to call him Rabbi Simon and press him on how far he goes, because I want to hear. But basically, so I thought then, according to Ravadi, then you should be able. So my question is, could and someone else said, so would the hotel be okay if you lit in the lobby? I'm saying like
that was another.
Yeah, so I'm saying that would be. So that's my first. So according to some, this gets into another shayla. So Rav Schechter would say it's a no go because that's the whole issue.
You're not living there.
No, it goes like this because it's a whole discussion. What do you do in Bachar in yeshiva? So where Woolick says you have two homes, you lie here. So the question is, so when I was in YU back in the day, we weren't worried about fires, but I mean, it wasn't on. Everyone lived in their rooms, you know, and you could walk by Anson the Evan, you could see all the menorah. You know, it looked beautiful. I'm saying, you know, and then I'm not sure if it wasn't a major fire, but maybe something happened. And the next rule was you have to light outside in the hall. So at least more people, if it goes out in your room, no one's going to know. Okay. And then after that, I guess they moved and now they have specific places in the lobby of each building. So Rav Shechter holds you can't light. Rav Shechter, no, you have to go home. Yeah, Rav Schechter holds you can't lie, you know. So if you go with Rav Moshe Avadji Yosef, then you could be Yotze with your parent. Right. You're a Bacher, so you could, if they're home, you could, home. Yeah. But I don't know if he goes, I don't know if he holds on that sheet or not. So he used to tell, I know because my nephew, who now he's married, so he has his own place, he used to drive me, he used to tell me, like, well, you know, what, you know, it's funny, I love the question because, you know, like, when you get a Shemitah question, at least it hasn't happened in 7 years. So I would say, so what did you do last year? Like, that Hanukkah comes up, like, all of a sudden this year, but we lived in the dorms for 20 years, but now you, no, so if they changed the place recently, I've been saying, but either way, mostly in Tells, because they had a fire many years ago, I don't even think it happened on Hanukkah, but that tells the sheet is one menorah, I think, in the Beis HaMedrash, wherever they put it, and that's it. The whole yeshiva is Yotze, because why? Because in fact, also.
Where they sell a chan for that sheet?
What's the problem?
Well, sure.
What do you mean?
No, they're all bachrim. So now, right? Because they're off. So now, if the parents.
What's the tells
us? All the other parents lighting to them, really.
I didn't say I don't. Yeah, so.
And so they're lighting the Beis HaMedrash.
Or the lobby. I'm not sure. Whatever they light. No, so.
Or the lobby.
I don't know. I didn't speak to tells. But I could. We could think aloud what I think it's based on. Yeah, but I'm saying what they do is why. So because of the fire now. So therefore they have one menorah. And therefore, you know, obviously they're going with the Svardi sheet that is one. But the basis of the saying is, I think I heard Roy Woolig say, even like let's say, like he's like me. He's very concerned about fires. So I think he said, because yes, he has a lot of kids, like. So he did. So during the week, everyone lit all, but on Friday night, he only let them light one candle each, because he was worried about, you know, too many stories where houses burned down, and he even said a story where he happened to be the only people went out. It was a Saturday night. He usually doesn't learn by the menorah, but this time he decided he just read in the sefer. Okay, so he's and all of a sudden. He's looking, and a big fire breaks out, and what happened was he didn't know about it. It was a recoil. Instead of putting glass, it was plastic.
Oh, wow.
And if he wasn't there, the whole place would have went up. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, so he's very, so in general, he says he has he only let them light one camp, because he's, but you'll ask, like, what do you mean, Mahajan and a Mahajan? So he quotes the famous Rav Chaim. They say to Rav Chaim, you know, the briskas were always very maker when it came to Chilul Shabbos when someone was sick. That was the famous story, you know, with Rav Moshe. And I think Rav Moshe was someone was sick in the house, and so Rav Moshe Soloveitchik is the Rav's father, I think the Rav might have been sick, whoever was sick, and the doctor came in, and Rav Moshe said to the doctor, "Do you need some more light?" So the doctor said, "It can't hurt." So he said, of course he didn't. He said, told the Rav, turn on the light. So he saw the Rav was hesitating. And he screamed at him, "You api kares." He gave it to him because with the Rambam, you know, you have to make sure, take. So they're always, when I'm not Mako on Shabbos, I'm being Machmar and Pikuach Nefesh. So too here, I'm not being Mako on Mahadrin, I'm being Machmar and Pikuach Nefesh. Too many, that's what his sheet is also. His wife only lights two candles. He doesn't go, some because the story people we had, the minig, I think the minig quiet, so is everyone he adds when they have, but he's not the only one. People because of the fire issue, and there were cases where it happened a month ago, a woman kept on, she had like 30, and the whole house burnt down. So there's so many, you hear so many more stories now, so I'm in that camp of being, that's why, let's say Friday night, if my wife's not around, I'll just use electric. I'll never leave candles alone in the house and leave. So I'm saying, so therefore, I'll just do electric, but I'll never do candles. That's my sheet in general, because I'm concerned with fires. Maybe it's, whether it's warranted or not, I am,
Make a bracha on the...
Everyone except remotion, however, but you could make a bracha on an incandescent bowl.
Right.
So I'm saying, so...
So
what I told people, so then, so I told people, so what I told people,
yeah,
the people told me, the question in the Shiloh was, they told me they couldn't light candles. I said, if you can't light candles, then do them in a bed. And then somebody asked, someone said, what about if they let me do a candle in the lobby? I said, okay. So I said, so according to Rav Abadi, I'm thinking to my, Rav Abadi should say that's fine then, you can light. But the issue is, what's better? I was thinking, a candle in the lobby or a battery menorah in your room. So there's pros and cons. Because all things being equal, you go with the more miyuchad place. So they have to, even though, strictly speaking, you go malkam achila, but since the dormitory, everyone has their own. The Rav Shechta, so getting back to the Rav Shechta Shita is, the lobby is not considered your cheder ha-miyuchad. It's open to the public, and therefore he says you can't light there. Therefore he says you have to go home. Or, you know, I don't know, or maybe he'd say this be yotzi, you know, I don't know. But if he did that, then you wouldn't have to go. So my nephew used to go next door and just sleep at his friend's house in the apartment and light there. But that's where Rav Shechta says you can't light in the dorm. And obviously, most yeshivas don't paskin that. You know, within Yesh V'Yesh, it's a machlokas chazanish britzka rav. They talk about in apartments whether lighting by the chutzor or not. I forget who says which, but one says you could light out by the chutzor into the, because that's the question is whether the chutzor is considered like your bias. It's quasi price. So it's a machlokas chazanish britzka rav if that's considered still your home. But Ukulayam, I would say a dormitory is different. Definitely, well, you can't tell today how people walk around all the time, but in the dormitory, people walk around in the down in the lobby, so there's more. Even if you want to, even according to whichever sheet it is, that would say that apartment is in a chadar miyucha, but by a dorm, you might. So either Rav Shechta's sheet is no, but most, that's not, you know, most don't assume that way, and all yeshivas don't, you know. People, so in YU they have four different dining units. So I'm saying, according to that shita, the lobby, even without Rav Abadi, I'm saying that, so the lobby is no worse than, you know, than being in YU and all, okay, it depends, it might be, because it depends how the people walk around in the hotel lobby, I don't know. But depending on, do they have that issue, but let's assume the hotel lobby could be entertained there. And then you have Rav Abadi, you don't really need a bias. You don't have to be your body. It could be anywhere as long as your family's there. So the issue is, you know, so on one hand, the room is better. On the other hand, you know, you can use a candle because, you know, that's a chiddush with Aaron Soloveitchik. Not everyone, you know, so people don't, yeah.
Well, remind you of all that I can light in my car? Like if my car
is parked.
That was my question.
My car's parked. And I'm outside, I open the door.
Yes, yeah, so I'm saying, yeah, so, you're right, so we don't light in the car because it's not practical. Right. But you're right, in theory, if it wasn't a fire hazard, and now, yeah, so
we'll call her up. Was your electric menorah, then it would be fine.
No, but who says, I don't know if he says electric is good. It can't, right. You can't say it's Rav Abadi, then I don't know. I have to find out what he says about electric.
Now I'm still stuck in a speaker. Well, you're stuck.
Either you could light with the candles in the lobby and you could light in your room with an electric and you're being
yoked. It's a battery, yeah.
The battery operated one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
had to figure out how to get a battery operated.
Yeah, I think also then it probably has to be an incandescent bowl also.
Or closed.
If not, just take a flashlight and you'll do nearish your base then.
So just one candle?
Yeah. First,
and make the bracha on that?
Point to Rav Aaron Soloveitchik,
yeah. So make the bracha after I light it, after I turn it on though, right?
But what do you usually do?
Yeah.
What do you light? When do you usually make
first
the bracha?
First I make the bracha, then I light.
First you make the bracha, yeah, then you light, yeah. So why are you saying to turn it on first?
No, so I'm just wondering whether.
And they have, you know, also, yeah, so anyway, you don't really need a shamash anyway.
There's no shamash,
right? Ismael doesn't use his shamash anyway. He says, you have a big light in the room, but the shamash, he holds you don't need one at all.
And it works the same way. For sure, if it works by shamash, then for sure it works by Pesach when you're doing
last year I used.
By Pesach,
yeah,
what?
I filled my shamash with oil or whatever. It looks pretty.
That's a different shayla anyway. Yeah, but flashlight, of course, you could use. Yeah, for your bidikas chametz. Also, it's a fire hazard to go around.
Yeah,
that's a different shayla there. So I'm just saying it. So I'm just saying, on one hand, on one hand, the room is better because it's miyuchad, so, but many people probably won't like the people, the people won't like the battery, but, or, you know, the flashlight. On the other hand, you know, that gets into the, like, if the lobby at a hotel, is that better than apartment? You know, then you get into that. Is that, according to Rabbati, you should be able to light in the lobby. So I'm saying if you have the camera.
That's for sure, though, regardless.
Yeah, of course. You have to, that's what I'm saying.
Whether I
light
in the room
or
in the lobby.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, I'm assuming you're, if you're not asking, I said, if you're not asking the hotel.
That's what he's doing.
If you're not asking, you could go with the old Rabbi Wilwick Shita. I'm not recommending it, but I'm saying, I can't say a person's not Yotze. If you're not going to ask them, then if you're going to light, you don't have to ask anyone. If you're going to light one candle in your room, then if you're not asking, then you're going to do it. I'm assuming you're asking
yeah,
for permission.
Because it may have like, you know.
I know, the fire alarm. That's why I'm against it. But I'm saying is, are you asking the hotel or not? I'm assuming you're asking. If you're not asking them, then
I know.
So then they're not going to give you permission in the room. Maybe they will, but if not, you're asking them. You can ask them in the room.
They have a table there. So the question is, should you ask them all,
maybe ask them like, what if it's
one tea light?
Yeah, and that's another thing. Some say, no, also, because some...
They do, wait a second, though. Hold on a second.
I'm getting to that right now. You're saying in hotels they sell those scented tea lights. Is that what
you're
saying?
That wasn't my question.
But either, so they have to be, you know, if they let you use those, so then you could still be...
But they have like candlelit dinners and they have candlelit...
I know, but that's in the dining room, yeah.
I'm saying, but if they have... So is there a rule you can't have like, you know, candlelit... It's a hotel.
I'm not saying it's true. I don't know what the rules are.
So is candle, if it's... They use it for romance, and I'm asking, is it possible to just extend
that? In the bedroom, they let you use candles?
I'm not saying they do. I'm just saying that if they did...
It wouldn't be a shiloh.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a shiloh.
So I'm saying, if they do it... If you could... There's no shiloh. If you could do candles in your hotel room... From that point, people will say you can't light in a hotel, but assuming hotels you're by it, because if Rav Aaron Salavetia considers the airplane you're by it, then I think a hotel certainly is your by it. So, but that's the shiloh, the train and that. Some, like, you won't, like Rav Shechter would say, and maybe the Rav, you can't light.
So you're putter, though.
Yeah, right? I know.
It's not that you're...
You're an anus.
You're an anus,
yeah.
So
okay, so...
Putter.
Okay.
So they would hold that other person...
Yeah, so no one's saying possible. That. Yeah, exactly. So if they're just saying you can't light. No one's saying you're not getting punished for it. You're not getting the mitzvah either. I mean, some people don't want it to be where they don't... People don't want to hear that they don't have to light Hanukkah. Well, people want to light the Hanukkah candles. Speaking of which also this very well was, it was an interesting insight. Anyway, he said, you know, woman achayev in near Hanukkah. So it's no shiloh. If you're single and you have your own apartment, then of course you're chayev. There's nothing to talk about. So what about single girls, you know, living at home? So obviously, you know, there's even a discussion of whether a married woman continue lighting or not. But so what he did in his house, I think the role, he says he lets the girls light until they turn bas mitzvah.
Who is this?
Rabbi Wilwick, and then he told, you know, and then he has them stop lighting. Yeah, why? What's the pshat? Because it's more of a psychological insight than halachically you're allowed to. Because what's going to happen? Because I'm saying it comes as nogeya to you by bringing it up. But I'm saying it's so what's going to happen? So if a girl's single girl's lighting, all of a sudden she becomes married now, and the minig is for married, so she feels like she's missing. So therefore, if she stops lighting at all, the time she gets married with a two handle, so she doesn't want to do what it shouldn't be a yerida, like if you know Chanukah, you know. So therefore, that's just his own, it's not a halachic thing, but that's what I like, in terms of that, because some people feel, you know, not that, again, assuming you're not letting a married woman light, you know, which is the general meaning, but not that, that's a discussion, HVA, you know, but I'd say the accepted norm is most married women don't lie. I'm not saying it's us or two, but I'm saying, and I don't mean when your husband's somewhere else, then you might have to lie, according to us, you know, Rabbi and others, I'm saying, but in a case where that, so, it was just interesting, you know, and he said he was teaching in Stern that, and this girl just got married, and she said, yeah, that's the way I felt. So I felt like, you know, I was upset that I couldn't light my, again, it's not, It's not halakha, it's just a matter of this general feel how it's more being rolas hanolad, and it's more, it's a, as what we call a meta halakha issue. Yeah. It's not a halakha kshayla, it's just a, in terms of, you know, another, you know, others might not, others might not like that. They'll say, no, what do you, because, you know, they'll say a woman should be lying and she should be lying when they're married. I'm just saying, it's not a matter of, I just found it was an interesting insight to, if you're a married woman and you're not going to lie, then it's what to discuss. You know, if you, it's not an issue, you yotzi with your family anyway. So I think I'm not sure, because my daughter hasn't been around that much since, but I think I'm not sure once if she still continued lighting or she wasn't really here. Not because I didn't even think about that, this was practical.
Do you ever remind me lighting?
Which one? Well, I haven't lit yet. Well, Ellie's more independent, she has an apartment, she probably has to light on her own. Maybe. Even though I help her, you know, but Penny, so according to Rabbi Wilgo, you know, like she doesn't have to light.
But
I'm telling, according to Rabbi Badi, she does.
But could you light for
her? But of course she wants to light,
but could you light for her? Because she's going to be, she's Yotzi 7 hours.
No, but Rabbi Wilgo says it's not an issue.
I
think he says, even in all time, others make that distinction. I think Avadi Yosef discusses it, right? Look, I think he goes in either direction. He says, even if, you know, I think his case was the parents are in Israel and the kids here, and therefore the time you become chayav, it's morning there, he says it's not an issue. So I'm just saying, yeah, I could like, but I'm sure Penny wouldn't be happy, and you know, so whether she's writing, yeah, I'm not going to take it away, but I'm saying is, but yeah, I guess we could discuss if Eli Somach al Shulchan Avav or not, let's assume she's not, so therefore she's chayav. She's kind of to light on her own, in terms of that. Yeah, so that, this Bobby is one little, it's very little bit in the Shulchan Aruch because no one traveled back then. Today, it's the biggest shiloh around is traveling on Hanukkah, you know, and, you know, weddings and, you know.
So what are you allowed to do before lighting?
So normally, obviously, in terms of, you know, they talk about not doing things before you're doing a mitzvah, but then today, if, you know, if you're going to be lighting pretty much like, you know, at Seitz or whatever, so then, obviously, if, you know, if it's not, if you're lighting at Shki, it's not an issue, because, you know, then you could eat before. Yeah, so I'm saying is, but if you're lighting, so then again, so I don't think, If you're waiting to 10 o'clock till your wife gets home, I don't think, you know, so then, you know, if you want to eat something, you can. I'm saying, look, you know, all things being equal, you wait, but I'm saying now that Bizman Azeh, that, you know, I think the time has changed also, and therefore, you know, in terms of that, so therefore you could lie later. But they bring that, you know, not eating and that, but
I'm saying, like, you know,
but you can definitely eat.
Not, have, not having it.
I think they say, but I think the only issue is a suit anyway. You could have a bunch of donuts and latkes. I think the issue is a suit. I think it is. I think it's an issue suit. I have to check. I'm not 100%. I vaguely remember. Yeah, I know it's for something. I think it was because I just read it somewhere. I'm assuming it was. I was looking up Hanukkah stuff, and I just. I remember, so he's right next door. He could burn down your house for you. But if he hasn't wanted to, he'll be affected. So
put the
really,
monitor there.
Right. Yeah. But it is, in theory, no one, you can't appoint a shliach. It's not never done, but halachically.
I did it for my parents. They were in the cottage.
Yeah.
And they were suggested that they light at the cottage and someone should light in the house because I had a younger brother there who lived in the house that wasn't going to light. They told me to go and make sure that.
Oh, but I'm saying, but really, he could be Yotze with your. He could be Yotze with his parents, right?
So I didn't say a bracha.
Yeah.
We were saying in the cottage.
They
have two homes, I'm assuming. Your parents have two homes.
No, it was someone else's cottage that they rented. Just for the week.
Okay, so then that's more like a hotel there. But the whole Hanukkah?
No.
Okay, so then it's more of a Shiloh then.
Yeah,
okay,
so
yeah.
They had me come.
Yeah.
Rabbi Abadi says that